Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. Good morning, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal.
Good morning, Tony.
We're going to kick it off by talking about some downtown Fresno projects.
Yeah, there's a couple of development projects cooking in downtown Fresno that recently got an extension that the developers attributed to just everything happening with COVID-19. So the first one was a 60-day extension for developer Cliff Tatalian for a mixed-use residential and commercial project at Venice Avenue and Tuolumne Street, which is actually right by the Business Journal building, and it features the famous Fresno stamp mural, which kind of has a factor in this project in getting it approved. So with this new two-month extension, Tatalian needs to get proof of financing and agreement with a CVS store, which is actually owns part of this land, and some sort of acknowledgement that the project would also obscure the view of the mural stamp. There would be a multi-level parking garage that would kind of make it hard to see the mural from the street. And there's also some question as to whether this project should, as far as the city goes, go out to a bid process or not. So stay tuned on that one. The other is an extension for the South Stadium project, which is an apartment project near Trichanti Park, which would be a mix of market rate and affordable housing for a total of 54 units. That's a project by developers Mehmet Noyan and Terrence Frazier. This is the 11th extension on that project, and this last one that was approved is for another 10 months. So it's kind of been going for a while. And as I said, COVID has been kind of cited as for both of these projects as a factor of why they're kind of not going as planned. But there are some timelines for the South Stadium project. They want escrow to close in August of next year, have construction starting September 2021, and a completion by January 2024. So stay tuned on both of those big development projects in downtown.
And this is awesome news. We're number one. We're number one. What's the story here?
Yeah, Fresno County this past week released its 2019 crop report after a substantial delay. So Fresno is definitely the number one highest ag-grossing county in the nation for the second year in a row. Our crops brought in a total of $7.72 billion last year, a slight decrease of 2.31% from 2018, but still enough to edge out Tulare, which had $7.5 billion, and Kern, which had $7.62 billion. Those are our biggest competitors. Almonds were the big crop. Grapes were big. Milk is up there, pistachios. Just as a parting thought, just giving an idea of the amazing diversity of crops in Fresno County, our growers produce more than 300 commodities total, and 78 of those gross more than $1 million. So, yeah, we grow everything here. It really is true.
Yep, feeding the world right here in Fresno and the Valley. I get to hang out with Gabe Dillard tomorrow night. We'll do that tomorrow, Gabe. Look forward to seeing you, buddy. Have a good week.
Oh, exciting. Thank you, Tony.
If you want more information on those stories, all news that is business, you need to pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.